Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded at our online reflective prayer, which takes place each Monday and Wednesday at 9:15. The full recording can be found on our Facebook page. Today, our reflection is from our curate, the Reverend David Wilkie, entitled Humble Service.
Amen. We now have Deuteronomy 28:58 to the end. Thank you, ma'am.
If you do not diligently observe all the words of this law that are written in this book, fearing this glorious and awesome name, the Lord your God, then the Lord will overwhelm both you and your offspring with severe and lasting afflictions and grievous and lasting maladies. He will bring back upon you all the diseases of Egypt, of which you were in dread, and they shall cling to you. Every other malady and affliction, even though not recorded in the book of this law, the Lord will inflict on you until you're destroyed. Although once you were as numerous as the stars in heaven, you shall be left few in number because you did not obey the Lord your God. And just as the Lord took delight in making you prosperous and numerous, so the Lord will delight in bringing you to ruin and destruction. You shall be plucked off the land that you are entering to possess. The Lord will scatter you among all peoples from one end of the earth to the other. And there you shall serve other gods of wood and stone, which neither you nor your ancestors have known. Among those nations you will find no ease, no resting place for the sole of your foot. There the Lord will give you a trembling heart, failing eyes, and a languishing spirit. Your life shall hang in doubt before you. Night and day you shall be in dread, with no assurance of your life. In the morning you shall say, if only it were evening. And at evening you shall say, if only it were morning. Because of the dread that your heart shall feel and the sights that your eyes shall see, the Lord will bring you back in ships to Egypt by a route that I promised you would never see again. And there you shall offer yourselves for sale to your enemies as male and female slaves, but there will be no buyer. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Well, that was an uplifting read, wasn't it?
Gosh. Yes.
So some parts of the Bible are really tough. If you do not follow these laws, then boom, all that's going to happen. And it's like a prophecy of when, they're carried off into Babylon. But wow, that was a tough read. Sometimes they are, aren't they? Okay, 1 Peter 5. Let's hope this is a bit brighter.
Now, as an elder myself and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, as well as one who shares in glory to be revealed, I exhort the elders among you to tend the flock of God that is in your charge, exercising the oversight not under compulsion, but willingly, as God would have you do it, not for sordid gain, but eagerly. Do not lord it over those in your charge, but be examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will win the crown of glory that never fades away. In the same way, you who are younger must accept the authority of the elders, and all of you must clothe yourselves with humility in your dealings with one another, for God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that he may exalt you in due time. Cast all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you. Discipline yourselves. Keep alert, like a roaring lion, your adversity. The devil prowls around, looking for someone to devour. Resist him. Steadfast in your faith, for you know that your brothers and sisters throughout the world are undergoing the same kinds of suffering, and after you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, support, strengthen, and establish you. To him be power forever and ever. Amen. Through Sylvanus, who I consider a faithful brother, I've written this short letter to encourage you and to testify that this is the true grace of God. Stand fast in it. Your sister church in Babylon, chosen together with you, sends you greetings, and so does my son Mark. Greet one another with a kiss of love. Peace to all of you who are in Christ. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you, Joycey. So if anyone would like to share about either what they've read in scripture this morning or what they think about when they hear the word leadership, what is it they want or like about leadership? If anyone's willing to share a thought this morning.
I was thinking, I think what I found most attractive if in the leader is someone with clear, healthy principle, and you know where you stand because they act out of good principles in their lives. You might disagree, but they're people of principles. I think for me, it's important.
For me, it's just the simple list of integrity, humility, a good listener, and above all, honesty. I suppose I'd throw in steadfastness, really, because so many leaders rise up and you think, oh, you know, this is it. And then something comes along and they fall. We see it in the Bible all the way through, don't we? So it's not new. Integrity and honesty, I suppose, is what I look for.
Thank you, Lynn.
Yes, seeing in Moses, he wasn't afraid to say what was really hard, really hard. But in a leader, we need those who listen and who weigh things up, and obviously a Christian leader before the Lord, and through scripture, and and pray that there's authority from God there, that people will realize that this is something of God, whether we like it or not.
I think you need someone that sort of everything's rooted in the scriptures, and that there are difficult things that they've got to talk about, but that they're prepared to tackle whatever it is. And honesty, being honest, you know, this is a really difficult area for me, or whatever it is, and not getting too much above themselves, not thinking they're bigger, you know, arrogant, and oh look, I'm up here, look at me.
Yeah, thank you, Lynn. Yes, it's not lord it over them. That's what they said here, and that's very much the same. Yeah, thank you for saying that. And I briefly reading through this as well, is that image of a shepherd, an example, you'll be an example to your flock. And I think the image of a shepherd is so different to the leader that we often think of at the moment, when we think of maybe CEOs or heads of state or like things. It often feels like they're not going after the one sheep that's left behind. They're not willing to risk things and stand up for what is right. They're going for the popular vote. And I think we spoke about that a lot this morning. That steadfastness when things are hard, you know, being able to be an example to tackle it and to be honest. And that honesty is so important. I don't see a lot of that in politicians, which is hard. Maybe there is, but it felt like we had this big time of hope when Obama came in And he was a community worker. He was standing alongside those who have been oppressed, and the blacks and the people of and migrants and all that. He was kind of a figurehead of this new hope, this new world. And then after him came Donald Trump and Boris Johnson and chaos. And it just feels like, where are we now? And I don't want to judge their lives or anything, but it just felt like I haven't seen a shepherd. I've seen people after their own gain all the time. I know media can can make us see the world differently. It might not all be true, but there is something that I, as a leader, I look for someone with integrity and honesty. I think is when it's okay to say things are hard. And gosh, leaders have been through a hard time recently with COVID and in the church, declining numbers, and now a lot of conflict around same-sex marriage. And they're going through a very, very difficult time. And so to be able to stand with integrity and humility and to listen, I like that. A lot of you said it as a listener. And that means you're in it, you're with it. As a shepherd with the sheep, you love the flock, you love the church. And you're not just trying to, make a name for yourself. You're looking after one another. I think that is wonderful. So I thank you for contributing to that this morning, and for your words. And I love how that the scripture came out, brought that out of us, and also the dire warnings in the Old Testament when things go wrong, actually, and they do go wrong. So let's pray about it. Let's pray for our leaders, our prime minister, the heads of the church, Justin Welby. Let's pray for vicars and people who are leaders in their community this morning. Lord, I thank you that you seek after righteousness and justice, the orphan and the widow. The Lord, your kingdom looks very different to how often we read the world around us today. And Lord, would you help us to have one foot in the vision that the lion will lie down with the lamb, that there will be no more conflict, no more tears shed. Help us to live into that vision, Lord, and lean into it. And but stand there in humility and another foot in the brokenness of this world. And knowing that you gave everything, Jesus, that you died for us. You didn't lord it over us. You didn't sit on the earthly throne with a crown, but instead you took on a crown of thorns and you're crucified. But then you rose again, Lord, and so that you've given us that hope of a future where death no longer has a sting. But would you help us to live in both camps, not let us be overwhelmed by the brokenness and wickedness and the lies in this world, and have that vision of truth and justice as well. So Lord, we pray for our leaders this morning. We pray for the almost impossible situation that Justin Welby's in with the Global Communion of the Church of England. How he's trying to hold it together, and he's got a very difficult job on his head. And Lord, we pray for the House of Bishops, they keep and synods and all those in leadership in the Church of England as they wrestle with this issue of same-sex marriage. And whether we bless it or not. And God, all the different interpretations and views on that, Lord, would you help us to be united? We might not agree with one another, but would you help us to be united? Help us to be a symbol of the best of humanity. But thank you, Lord, that you care for every one of us, that you care and you look after your flock, and you're raising up leaders right now from the next generation that will do just that. Lord, would you help us to empower the youth, help us to be people of integrity, to be examples, to be light and salt on this earth. Amen.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website, www.stjamestaunton.co.uk, and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.